Hello and welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyili and this is my diary you're listening to. My goal here is to be my most spiritual, smart and sexy self, and I'm inviting you to join me. This month we've been following the series Line Upon Line, building precept upon precept, and our first episode was building from scratch. What does it mean to build? Are you really building? And then we moved on to learning on the journey, focusing on how learning is never done in isolation and how learning is not separate from doing, because there is something called experiential knowledge, right? So today brings me to expanding your scope. Expansion. As a person of faith, I am sure you know that expansion is God's way. He doesn't just want you to be wide. He wants you to be deep. That you take root as the cedars of Lebanon, that you flourish as the palm tree. Like, you find those kind of scriptures all over. Because God doesn't just want you to be there. He doesn't just want you to stay in one place. Everything about God grows. When we read through Genesis and we look at the patriarchs of faith, we find one man as rich as a nation. We find a whole nation coming to negotiate with a man that promises us he will not come against us. We find a nation contending with one man for his resources, driving him out that he has become too big for them. We find a nation go into slavery because the moderate at which they are growing in, Koma Lokubawa, like, let them not destroy us. Sorry, I got too excited. Oh my God. Yes, that growth thing that is God. In Ephesians, we find so mightily grew the word of the Lord and it prevailed. God wants you to grow so mightily that you prevail, because you are an extension of Him, the effulgence of His glory. So He wants you to grow and prevail. But many times we are so comfortable with being in our small corner. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me. I knew sometime last year that God literally took out all my comforts, man. He did. This was not the devil. I would have preferred at that point that it was the enemy, so I could stand in prayer and say, devil, get your hands off A, B, and C. Devil, get your hands off my finances. Get your hands off this. That wasn't what was happening. It was God closing smaller doors and smaller sources, so I could break into a bigger place, because I was so comfortable with my tiny source of whatever it was I was getting. I will stick to using my finance as an example. I was so comfortable with just having small. As long as I had enough to go by, I was fine. Maybe not so fine. But I mean, I could manage. But I was becoming so used to managing that anytime God spoke of abundance, it started sounding like a lie. Every time God spoke about expansion, I used to respond with, I can wait. Even when it was time to expand, I was still doing, I can wait. If it was left to me, Jet Eater would not have been born by now. Jet Eater is my styling brand. Jet Eater will not have been born by now. So, backstory, Jet Eater was the first thing I was supposed to launch when I was leaving the university. Fashion was the first thing I was going to do. In fact, I went to a fashion school and I ran away after a week or 2 weeks. Yes, I was on the sewing machine and they would tell me to keep paddling so I could get my footing right. The day they put thread in my needle, the first thing I sewed was an Ankara bag. As I stood up and left that shop, I did not come back again, guys. I did not go back. I don't know what happened. I just knew, I don't think this sewing thing is for me. Mm-mm, it is not. And somehow I got discouraged and I'm like, you know what? I also want to do therapy. So therapy is the hardest one. Let's start from there. And I went on and I prevailed. I did prevail. I prevailed against myself. I built stamina. I built structure. I learned how to work with people. I became more patient. I became more enduring. I knew how to receive people. I began to love more. I became more vulnerable. I became more open. I became more prayerful, because now I knew I was in a space where my morality was not enough to keep me. So therapy was good for me all around. But guess what? Fashion was still there. Styling was still there. And considering how much I love therapy, I was not going to leave therapy to go and take up a full-time job as a stylist. I wasn't. it was impossible to do so. So I needed to start gradually. I needed to start building on my own. But I possibly wouldn't have until I shut down last year and I couldn't do a lot of mental work. So I was forced to go back to doing stuff in my hand, which meant decluttering things for people, doing private shopping for people, things that involved me moving as opposed to thinking. I went through all of that story to say, sometimes God will lock us in just so we can be hungry enough for the space he wants to give us. The sons of the prophet came to the prophet and said, the place we are in has become too straight for us. Many of us don't realize that we are building, but the space has become too straight for us. We just keep thinking about how hard it was to build, how difficult it was to get to this level. And so we don't want to expand, because if we were to expand, it would challenge our minds. It would challenge our learning. In fact, we might have to forget the former things and move on to the new things. And so because we are afraid of what could be, we are afraid of what will not work, we possibly don't want to be learners again. Because in expansion, what expansion does to you is it shakes your core, it stretches it, and you go back to being a child again. Everything you felt you knew, you don't discard it, but it is not enough. So you have to go back and build foundations for strength. Whatever strength you had is not enough for this newer space. It's like when you are increasing an auditorium that used to take, say, 1,000 people, and you are increasing it to a 10,000 capacity auditorium. You might have to break down the old one. You might not. It does depend on how the old auditorium was built. Was it built with the idea that we would expand it someday? If it was built with the concept of we will expand it someday, then obviously you must have done your foundation right. But if your foundation was very small, then you'll be forced to start again. Now you see why you don't like expansion. Because expansions will query your building. Expansions will dare you to defend what you build. Expansions will dare you to defend what you think you know. Expansions will query your intelligence. Expansions will query your faith. Expansions will question you. They will question you. They would ask you what you think you know. You don't expand without faith. No, you don't. You don't expand without the word of the Lord. Because expansions are hard. But the Lord wants you to go deep, and he wants you to go high, and he wants you to go wide. I haven't even started talking about that yet. When we talk about depth, depth is important. Whoever you are listening to me, whatever continent, country you're listening to me from, depth is important. Because in the day when the applause of people are not available, in the day when the going gets tough on the outside, what would hold you is the depth you have. In the day when the flood comes and when the wind hits, it's your depth that would hold you. So depths are not for the good days, depths are for the bad days. We don't know how deep the root of a tree is. No one knows. When I was growing up, we used to have a coconut tree in my house. This coconut tree in Enugu was short. But when my dad brought the coconut tree to Abuja and planted it, because of the soil type, the way the land gets water and everything, the tree was higher than the one in Enugu. But it wasn't just the height that was fascinating. It wasn't the fact that we changed the natural conditions of this tree growing. It was how much this tree wanted to stay alive that was the thing for me. It was how much dedication my dad put on making sure this tree grew. We will go to dump yards and go dig out the dirt, take out the nylons and trash and bring out that soil, very fertile soil. And my dad will litter it around the tree root and press it in, put water, wait, very deliberate about it. That was beautiful. But there was something that was more beautiful. It was the root of that coconut tree. My God, you needed to see. There's an express road opposite my house. It's supposed to be tarred, but at that time they hadn't tarred the road yet. One of those days, we were digging the gutter opposite the road, which is a whole tarred road from my fence. And I noticed coconut tree roots sticking out of the drainage system. I'm like, what? A coconut tree is this long? The root is reaching here. You know, children, we all got curious and we started digging. It turns out that coconut tree root was inside the primary school across the road. That was how much that root was stretching, which made sense. Because when we had this serious wind in the neighborhood that removed the roof of, there's a way you do a covering over a shop. It was made of zinc and wood. The wind took out the entire roof and wood. The entire roof with the wood and the zinc, took it out and was bringing it into my compound. The coconut tree withheld it in the wind. When the primary school across from us, and it was rainy season actually, that same rain and wind period that took down the primary school, that coconut tree was still standing. But it wasn't standing because it was a tall tree. It was standing because it was a tree that had roots. So it wasn't swayed. You don't sway. You don't sway to and fro when you have foundation. So I'm going to ask you, like I've been asking you from the beginning of this series, are you taking enough roots so that when it's time to expand, you have capacity? Are you taking enough roots so that you have stamina for the day? If you'll be weak in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Are you building strength? Are you taking root in scriptures? Are you taking root as a business person? Are you taking root in that relationship? Are you studying? Are you preparing? Do you see yourself expanding, or it's just the here and now? Do you have a pepper business? I was like, let's just sell so that we can eat this night. Is that how you're running your business? Or are you looking at the fact that this small pepper business can become a pepper farm? This pepper farm can sell seeds to other farmers. This pepper farm can produce tomatoes later. The tomato seeds can become tomato oil later. Are you seeing the big picture? Do you see a factory coming out of this small business? Can you imagine it? Can your mind take it? Because if you cannot dream it, you can't prepare for it. You can't take enough depth for it. Now that brings me to the issue of height. Height is beautiful. Height is beautiful. Don't be like me. Don't hide away. Don't hide away. Don't be so good at something and hide it in your house. Last year, my system was stolen. I'm sure I've said it on one or two episodes. My laptop was stolen, and it was when that laptop was stolen, I realized I had over 100,000 words that I never published. I didn't want the paparazzi. They're just teachings. They're not big deals. They're just articles. And I'll be fine. We'll publish them later. I don't want to be on stage now. I just want to stay in my corner and read. What nonsense? If you are good, why are you hoarding it? You are not the servant who went to bury his one talent, are you? A city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. So why are you hiding? You are good and you are hiding it. Someone who is not as good as you is getting paid times 7, times 10 for that thing you're hoarding. Someone is dying somewhere, praying and asking the Lord to send them an answer. You have the answer and you're hoarding it. The Bible speaking says the earnest expectation of the creation awaited the manifestations of the sons of God. You have the answer and you're hiding it. You're refusing to manifest. You're refusing to be visible. You're refusing to take opportunities to be visible. One of the reasons I took my TV presentation class was visibility. Because I found out I had a lot of opportunities to get on stage and speak. And I told myself, let it not be heard that God gave me opportunities and I did not take it. Let it not be heard that God gave me opportunities and brought me into communities and I didn't have the skills they needed. Let it not be heard. I have a natural talent at speaking. I have been on stage all my life for as long as I can remember. I am the student you put in front when you want to talk to your principal and you're afraid. I've always been that student. I have always been that student. But at this phase of my life, I need beyond talent. I need more than experience if care is not taken. I needed someone who had been there, done that, moved on, to give me quick tips so I'm not spending my life doing guesswork. So I'm not doing trial and error with my time. I don't have that time. What are you doing about your visibility? Are you on social media? Do you have a website? Are you good at what you do? How many people know you are good at what you do? Do you put out your result? Are your testimonials outside? Or are you like former Lisa who had an inbox full of testimonials that were never shared? Is that you? I talk about wit, presence, dominance, wit. People know you now. You have depth. You are solid. You are not pretending. You are not a wannabe. Are you connecting with other people? Are you networking? Are you increasing that network? Are you increasing your influence? Are you raising other people? Because if you don't, you're not building enough. If you are all it takes to bring your dreams to pass, then that dream is small. No, that's not belittling you. Because you were never designed to grow alone. David was running I think that's one of the most instructive things about leadership for me, is studying David when he was running for his life. David was running for his life, yet he was building men of war. How? It baffles me. It busts my head every time I think about it. How? David is on the run from Saul. And the Bible tells us that David takes this band of men who are useless, in quotes, these men who are vagabonds, and he makes men of war out of them. So much that they became the mighty men of David, men who broke through the camp of the Philistines to get David water to drink. That's influence. Influence doesn't come by sitting in your comfort zone. Influence comes by dedicating yourself. Influence comes by taking responsibility for other people. Influence comes by sacrifice. Influence comes by compromise. Influence comes by knowing your stand and not compromising on it. That you compromise for people doesn't mean you compromise your stand. You compromise and meet in the middle over something. But there are things you don't compromise on. Those are your personal values. Go determine them yourself. Go determine the things you will never compromise on. Go determine the things you will never reduce your standards on. That's why it's important you get depth first before you search for wheat. Because if you are shallow and you search for wheat, hey, small wind, small storm, you will vanish. Because you don't have enough stability. You don't have personal values. You don't have personal structure. You don't have personal depth. You are still afraid to go the journey alone. When you have depth, you know what you want. You know what you carry. You have an idea what you're building. You have an anchor in your soul. Then when you have depth, you can now go wide or go high first. Whichever one you have a release in your spirit to do. But you must go deep first. You must go deep first. That's one of the best ways to build. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you have any questions whatsoever, feel free to waltz into my DM on any social media network, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for Minister Liza. Minister Liza on IG and on Twitter, the regular Minister Liza spelling. On Facebook and TikTok, it is Minister, MinisterLiza. Whereas on Twitter and Instagram, it is TER, Minister Liza. And don't forget to check out my website. There is so much amazing content on that website. Books, Nakedness is Next to Godliness. Staying in Your Call is launching soon, by the way. Want to Stitch Love, for those of you who like to read love notes, it's all there. All you need to do is go to www.ministerliza.xyz. Thank you so much for staying true. Please do like and invite your friends to listen. Until next week, Friday. Bye.